Michael Bloomberg vowed to free 316K accused nonviolent criminals from jail. By John Binder on December 3, 2019. Billionaire and 2020 Democrat presidential primary candidate Michael Bloomberg is vowing to free hundreds of thousands of accused criminals who are deemed nonviolent by eliminating bail nationwide. During a speech in Jackson, Mississippi, Bloomberg laid out his plan to reduce or eliminate the use of cash bail for nonviolent offenders who are awaiting trial. Such a policy would mean that of the roughly 462,000 accused criminals held in local jails, about 316,000 would be released without ever having to post bail. Bloomberg said bail is a broken and discriminatory practice that keeps minorities and poor Americans locked away. No person should ever sit behind bars because their skin is dark or their pockets are empty, Bloomberg said. Also, part of Bloomberg's plan is cutting the number of adults in United States prisons. The second major change we're going to make is to reduce the number of adults in prison. It starts with improving schools, expanding job training, and investing in economic growth in communities that have suffered generations of neglect, Bloomberg said. It also means creating more alternatives to incarceration, including drug treatment and creating programs that reduce recidivism, provide mental health services and help people re-enter society and find employment. Bloomberg's embrace of ending bail comes as New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, D, is being asked by Republicans, Democrats, law enforcement officials, and local district attorneys to stop a jailbreak plan set to go into effect January 2020. In total, at least 125,000 accused criminals are likely to be released from prison in New York City every year. Those are at least 125,000 accused criminals who, even if charged with criminally negligent homicide, would be released from prison the same day they were arrested. Of those 125,000 released accused criminals, New York City will provide taxpayer-funded subsidized housing, job training, and family counseling to 10,000 each year. The scheme, called the Atlas Program, will cost New York City taxpayers tens of millions of dollars each year. New York City officials will also reward accused criminals with gifts like Mets tickets and movie passes so long as they show up to their court dates. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.